Hey guys, if you enjoy Story and you want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/7lamb. That's the number 7, L-A-M-B. And you can donate as little as a dollar a month, and it all goes to helping us create podcasts such as this one. We also got some bonus content up there, and we're going to be releasing more soon. So once again, that's patreon.com/7lamb, the number 7, L-A-M-B. Thanks, and enjoy the next episode of Story. Seven Lamb Productions presents The Walk, Episode 22.
Ever since the chess game, once again, things were awkward between us. I wasn't entirely sure why. I continued to listen to audiobooks and just recently started Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. I didn't know much about the book except that it was the inspiration for Apocalypse Now. We weren't in Kentucky very long, and when we reached Tennessee, it was the first time that Chase didn't quickly pull out his phone for pictures. I took some of the welcome sign, and Chase just asked me to text him to him. The first day in Tennessee was a good day. Some old lady had pulled over and offered us some fruits and vegetables that she bought from the local market. Then an older gentleman stopped and offered us $50 cash. We passed through Martin, Sharon, and Greenfield. Days passed, and I finished my book and started another. This time, Sense and Sensibility. Whenever I listened to audiobooks, it got me in the writing mood. While resting under a tree just north of Bradford, I'd pulled out my journal, which caught Chase's eye. He was chewing on a blade of grass and looking at his phone.
You're still writing?
Not as much as I'd like.
I haven't seen you crack that thing open in a while.
Kind of gave up on it, but now I've got the itch.
That's good. Anything in particular?
Nah.
The walk?
Gave up on that a long time ago.
Probably for the best.
Yeah.
You give any more thought to screenplays?
Not really.
You should. I know it's different, but it might be right for you.
I know.
What was that story you were working on in high school?
Which one? There were a few.
The one you had an outline for.
Yeah, there were a few.
It was a science fiction. Kind of reminded me of Halo.
Crystal Blue?
That's it.
Yeah, I like that one.
What was that about again?
Chase leaned his head against the trunk of the tree and closed his eyes. Was he truly interested? Well, it was about a bunch of military outcasts that worked together to defeat an alien menace. Basically, there's a truce between an alien race and the humans. At the edge of the galaxy, there are several planets and moons that are home to military outposts. They monitor travel throughout the galaxy, but the alien race ends up breaking their truce and forms an army that heads for Earth. And it's up to these military outcasts on this one planet to inform Earth, but communications break down.
Why are the outcasts?
They did some things in the service that were against regulations, but not bad enough to warrant like a court appearance or jail time. Basically, their punishment is to be stationed at the edge of the galaxy. It's a shit job, and none of the characters really like each other all that much.
Oh.
When they discover the truce is broken, it's up to them to get to Earth in time, but the problems arise when the aliens locate their base.
I like that.
It has some Halo vibes, but I took inspirations from several things, like Aliens and the Resistance series and that shitty Xbox game, Brute Force.
Brute Force?
Little-known game. They advertised it as the next Halo. It was anything but.
That's a lot of inspiration from video games.
I was gaming a lot back then.
You remember our Halo nights?
Those were awesome. 16-player matches.
Now, those were parties.
Before beer was introduced to us.
We didn't need beer, just pizza, soda, and 4 TVs.
I remember a simple capture the flag game going 3 hours.
I think we're on the same team for that one.
That last flag grab was epic.
Who was it? Jeff or Aaron?
Aaron, but I drove the Warthog.
That's right.
A nice cool breeze wafted by. Man, everything was simpler back in high school.
Why don't you turn that story into something? What's it called again? Crystal Blue?
Yeah.
Why Crystal Blue?
It's the name of the base where they're stationed.
Oh. Isn't it a song?
You're thinking of Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Yeah, that's it.
I guess I could try to do that.
I think it might make a better screenplay than a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as I thought writing about this walk was a good idea, I think maybe this would be better.
I think the walk will remain a blog and solely a blog.
Good idea.
Chase got up, flicked the blade of grass from his mouth, and grabbed his backpack.
Ready?
Sure. I decided to listen to music while I thought about Crystal Blue. I did like genre films. Maybe writing a sci-fi action screenplay would be a good idea. I don't know. I guess it wouldn't hurt to read up on screenplay format. Hours passed, and around 6, a cop pulled up. We talked to him for a while. He told us if we were looking for a place to camp, we could do it outside the police department in Milan. We took him up on his offer and headed for the small town. He radioed it in, so they were expecting us. When we reached the police department, it was 9. We had walked in the dark for a while, but it was nice out and the roads were barren. The front door was locked, but a different cop inside came out to greet us.
You must be the travelers.
We are.
That's your spot in the back. Follow me.
We walked around the small building to a small patch of grass.
This good?
Yeah.
Have at it. You have any questions, feel free to ask. I'll be here all night. Door's locked, but if you don't see me inside, ring the buzzer.
That night I dreamt of Liz. Nothing spectacular. We were at a movie theater. The movie never started and we complained several times. Each time we complained, the manager said it would start, but it didn't. I'm not sure if we were on a date. The whole time I was nervous, trying to make small talk, but things just kept getting more awkward. Eventually we left. When I got home, both my mom and dad were there in the kitchen, but it was my old house, the one I lived in till I was 7. Mom and dad were fighting, but when they saw us enter, they stopped. I introduced them to Liz. They didn't like her for some reason. Then everyone started fighting. We all yelled at each other until I woke up. What?
Shut up, you fucking liar!
How? How am I lying? Every bit I said was true.
Bullshit!
Okay, please, stop. Lower your voices.
It wasn't my fault. He started it. He threw an iron at my head.
Fuck, I did. The Viodome's not telling the truth, girl.
I want him arrested.
She just mad because Beth is over, but that ain't anything. I try to tell her.
We need to lower our voices. I want you over here, and you over there.
I want him arrested.
There was some kind of fight in front of the building. I turned over to see Chase awake. What the hell's going on?
I think Wes cheated on his girlfriend, and now she wants him arrested.
Really?
I never threw anything. That was her. My whole record collection is fucking smashed because of her.
You deserve it!
Those records cost me a fortune. You owe me.
I don't know you shit. You threw an iron at my head, you asshole.
Enough.
He did.
I never threw a goddamn thing. You can check.
How's he gonna do that, you idiot?
We ain't even got an iron. He'll see you lying.
Jesus, that's crazy. Always worried about running into some weird shit on the side of the road, and yet here we are in a police station, and... But Chase had rolled over.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm going back to sleep.
That was weird.
You're an asshole. You never loved me.
You're a bitch. That's why.
I rolled onto my side and closed my eyes.
I want him out of my house. He can stay with Beth if he walks. I don't give a shit.
That ain't your house.
I want him out.
I awoke the next morning to an empty tent. Where was Chase? I checked my phone. It was 9:30. I was surprised he hadn't tried to wake me up. Usually we started walking a lot earlier. I noticed 2 texts from my dad telling me to call him, but I ignored them. I peered outside to see Chase pacing in the parking lot on the phone. Must be important. I grabbed some breakfast, a granola bar and banana chips. I ate and scrolled through Facebook and Reddit until Chase came back.
Hey, John, you up?
Yeah, why didn't you wake me up?
We need to talk.
Okay.
Not here. I know all we do is walk, but... Let's go for a walk.
Go for a walk?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Here we go. I put on my shoes and climbed out. He was standing by the corner of the building. You gonna show me something?
No, just didn't want to sit in the tent. There's a nice breeze out.
He started walking along the sidewalk. I followed.
I just got off the phone with my dad.
Okay.
He said he can hold the job for me, but...
How long? Wait, what, are you quitting?
No. Well, no.
What's going on?
I can finish the walk, but I need to walk more.
Oh, man. So, a schedule. Again, we have to walk more each day?
Not we.
What do you mean?
I'm going to walk more.
You?
I'm not quitting, John, but I've been thinking a lot recently, and I think I want to split up.
What?
I think we should split up.
You just decided that now? I thought we'd talk things out.
It's not about Liz.
Bullshit.
Okay, a little bit. I'm sorry, man, but I told you I don't really forgive you. And while I tried to let things go, I just can't.
I let you punch me in the face.
Oh, come on, John. That was for you. I mean, in a way, it was kind of selfish.
How?
Because hitting you made you feel better, not me.
He was actually right about that. Maybe it was selfish.
You wanted some kind of repercussion for your actions so you could feel better, but it didn't help me. And while I hope to eventually get over this Liz thing, I can't do it here on the road. With you. I don't want to quit the walk. I want to see it through, but this walk isn't what I wanted, and it wasn't what I needed. So maybe I can figure things out on my own.
You really think that's going
to
help?
I don't know, but I need to walk more, and I'm going to feel shitty forcing you to be on my schedule. I already did it to you, and you hated it.
But walking separately?
I want to see how I do on my own. We only have a few states left, and maybe it'll be good for you too. You can listen to your books and think about your writing.
Oh, so you're helping me out.
I'm not happy. Maybe this'll help.
I didn't know what else to say.
You can keep the tent. There's a Walmart south of here. I'll just buy one there.
Okay. So that's it?
Yeah, I think so. Sorry to spring this on you, but I have to do something else. This here, it isn't working.
He walked past me over to the tent. I stayed away until he grabbed his things. He came walking up with his backpack. You really have changed.
So have you.
He walked past me, but then stopped.
Hey, you can do what you want, but I was thinking maybe you could wait a little bit and give me a head start.
What, do you think I'm going to race you?
No, just so we don't cross paths. You know, it might be awkward.
The fuck, man?
It was a suggestion. Good luck.
Yeah, you too. And just like that, he left. I had the hardest time trying to process what had just happened. I thought we were doing better. I know I fucked things up, but how did it come to this? I found a small diner and decided to get some lunch, although I hardly ate. Should I continue? Should I quit? I called Mom and told her the news.
Oh, honey, just come home.
Mom.
I know this was a dream of yours, but it's unsafe to walk alone. You know how worried I've been, and now you're by yourself.
Yeah, but people travel by themselves all the time.
But they don't walk across the country. I can't believe he left you. Did he say why?
I decided to keep it short and simple. He has a time limit now. He's offered a good job back home, and he's excited about it.
Well, why don't you walk faster then? See if you can catch up with him.
No, Mom. It's not what this walk is about.
John, I know it's important, and you made it really far. If you want to continue, then I'll be supportive and wish you the best. I'll pray every night. But if you want to come home, I wouldn't mind.
I think I'm just going to continue.
Okay.
It was 2 when I walked out of the diner. Hopefully that was enough time for Chase. Didn't want to cross paths. As I situated the backpack on my shoulders, my journal fell out. I picked it up and flipped through. Really, Chase? Now I can focus on my writing? Such bullshit. I walked over to an outside trash can and threw my journal in it. No more writing. Just then my phone started buzzing. It was Dad. Fuck it. Yeah?
He finally answers.
Dad.
I just got off the phone with your mom. You're alone?
Yeah, Chase and I split up.
Why in the hell would you do something like that?
He needed to walk more.
And you couldn't keep up?
We were getting on each other's nerves.
Just let me come get you.
Once again, no. I'm in Tennessee.
So what?
I'll be fine.
I don't understand how you can be this stupid. I mean, it was dumb before, but Jesus, walking alone? I don't get it. What the hell are you trying to prove?
Dad, I'm really not in the mood.
No, that's fine. Do what you want. Don't worry about how your mom and I feel or how dangerous it is. Don't focus on getting a job or paying rent or anything like that. Just stay out there and...
Dad, I'm sorry I'm not doing what you want. I'm sorry you're not proud. I'm sorry I'm putting you and Mom through hell. I'm sorry that this walk doesn't make sense to you, but it does to me. It's something I want. It's something I want to do, so I don't give a shit what you think. I hung up and shut down my phone. I stared out at the road. I could do this. I could. Maybe this will be a good thing. No awkward moments, no fights, no schedule. I could stop and rest when I want, walk as far as I want, sleep where I want. I can listen to more audiobooks and podcasts. I've been preoccupied with the Chase and Liz stuff that I hadn't really been able to fully enjoy the walk. Now I could. Yeah. This is good.
The Walk, written by Robert M. Lamb, edited by Dan Stevenson, starring Jack Austin as John, Nick Engelhard as Chase, Ariel Zadok as Liz, Robert M. Lamb as Anders, Jose Caraballo as Isaac, co-starring June Yoon, Shawnee Avila, Zane Sexton, Gene Lamb, and Brian Messick. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com and Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review on iTunes. This has been a Seven Lamb production.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM podcast network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.